Welcome to the Nearly Coherent Podcast. I'm Ed.
I'm Jeff.
I'm Dave.
And joining us over in the corner is our intern, whose name I refuse to learn, so I'm going to call her Vicky.
Ew. Okay.
What's your actual name?
I'm Valerie.
Don't care.
Okay.
Anyway. So you you text messaged me, and after I say new phone, who dis, you told me that you had something to talk about. So I'd like to give you a moment. Wow, Jeff, with your preparation, please.
It's got to be better than Dave's.
So my family loves Channel 12, and we keep it on like basically 24 hours a day. And they do like those running loops, and they made such a big deal about Little John visiting New York City. So I started to think back of like all those awesome teenage and younger 20 memories.
Teenage, because she's how much younger than us are you?
I'm 25, so
yeah. That. Shut up. Anyway,
and I thought it would be fun to reminisce about times that Little John has affected our lives.
So Jeff, talk about
how many times has Little John affected your life?
Don't talk about the deep personal connection you have.
Because I'm pretty sure.
I'd rather.
Sorry, hold on. So Jeff, do you have any stories about it? I'm trying to get it out, like talking about Jesus, but I can't.
So, congratulations, Dave.
I am holding my hands up in
you
victory.
Are no longer the worst contributor to this show.
To be fair, though, and you know, I feel weird defending what's her face, but. This is her first time, and Dave's a professional, so when you grade it on a curve.
Okay. Well, I mean, listen.
That's how I pass all my classes.
We can find enough curves to skew data any way that we want, but I'm going straight up head to head. The fact that her family loves News 12 and keeps it on at home. News 12 is strictly for school closings and dentist office. Nobody fucking watches News 12 at home.
News 12 has one good thing about it, and that's their tech segment.
Oh, their tech segment is the worst thing.
Oh, they used to have that segment about animals too, with the weird guy that this weirdo guy that owns a bird store in Rockville Center.
Actually, I'm pretty sure that was just a commercial that ran for 15 minutes.
No, it was on for like 10 years. And it was fucking awful. The guy looks like he makes lampshades out of people's skin.
So very much like Dave.
But back to Lil Jon, who has had no impact on my life whatsoever. Congrats on knowing your audience. Big crowd of Lil Jon fans here.
Well, obviously.
To be fair, though, Lil Jon did. I occasionally listen to the tunes of one Little Jon. And the last time I did, it was actually kind of cool. We were me and two of my friends. You know, my friend Zubair and his fiance, we were driving to go pick him up stuff for his bathroom, for his new apartment at IKEA, and we were playing that song, and it was that moment that I realized, holy shit, I'm super white. I figure we should get something out of the way first. Obviously, the worst part of this entire program.
Oh, my God.
Dave?
We haven't gotten that out of the way?
I mean, we might have. We don't know yet. Dave?
Yes.
Dave, do you have anything to share with the class?
I have a few things to share with the class, mainly the class. Really, it's only with the class. This doesn't actually involve the listener. It's just a warning.
Okay.
Over the weekend, I made myself some corn chowder.
Is this really happening?
This is really happening.
And you gave him better marks than
Siobhan
over here.
Hold on. Oh. This has real impact on all of your lives.
I love corn chowder.
It's so good.
Let's see.
But anyway, in corn chowder, part of the recipe is whole milk.
Oh, no.
I am lactose intolerant.
Oh, mm-hmm. Oh, sweet, sweet mother of God.
I had three bowls for lunch today.
Today?
Today.
Oh, my God.
We did not sign a waiver before mm-hmm. coming in here.
So being in this room with me is definitely a danger to all of your lives.
This
breathe through your mouth, people. Breathe
no,
through your mouth.
Listen, as somebody who's been trapped in a room with his farts before, don't breathe through your mouth. Just kill yourself. It's going to be so much because you will taste it. Mm-hmm. You will taste it as
oh,
you breathe
God,
in.
God,
yes. There's a good chance it goes through this microphone and into our listeners' noses.
There's a... swing and a miss. There is... there's a news article out there, which maybe in a future segment you might want to look up. But I believe there's an article out there that talks about the benefits of smelling farts.
Really?
Oh, yes. Yeah. It helps improve your brain and defend it against having dementia.
That... doesn't That's, explain how Dave's still living, though. Because, I mean, like, you know, from baseline, his farts shouldn't give that much power.
It's true.
Should actually kill people.
I don't know, man.
It's if against it's, the Geneva Convention to smell one of his farts.
It helps your brain and prevents dementia.
All right.
You might
You're
be
welcome, Ed. You're welcome.
Yeah.
At this point... if that's the case, my IQ should be like 7,000 and I'm never going to get dementia or ever die because I'm preserved by the smell of Dave's farts.
All right. On to the real news. All right, guys?
Oh, okay.
That wasn't my real segment. Come on. I'm far better than that.
Well, that's
I wouldn't say far.
That's debatable.
All right. So in the news today, there was – we've all worked retail in this room. I'm sure a lot of people listening have worked retail at one point or another.
Still
we've
do.
All dealt with that angry customer, right? That just beyond angry customer. For whatever reason they're angry, they're still just angry.
You mean the one with the haircut that screams, I'm going to want to speak to your manager no matter what happens?
Yeah. Also the same lady that takes out her checkbook for $6.05.
Oh, my God.
Who but, still uses a checkbook?
Yeah, if you pay with a check at a retail store, you should fucking die.
You should be trapped in a room with one of Dave's farts.
You're the problem with this world.
Yes, it's not me.
You and people that take videos on iPads. Actually, it's pretty much the same people.
Yeah, it is, 100%.
Anyway, so when dealing with any retailer, you have, like, there's certain retailers where you know people get pissed off at them more than most. So, like, you know, wireless carriers, whether it be T-Mobile or AT&T,
okay.
Like, you get pissed off at them the most because your coverage, there's so many things that can go wrong there at an AT&T store or wherever. There's a T-Mobile store.
T-Mobile?
Yeah.
I hear hear their new sponsor over here.
So this lady down in Florida got quite angry with them. So angry, in fact, that she went out, she left the store, went into her SUV, and drove this SUV through the store.
Drove, like, through the, crashed through the fucking store?
Crashed through the store, drove wow. through it, parked her SUV right in front of, like, the cash register and, like, all their display cases, took a foreign object, it's either a golf club or a baseball bat, and just started smashing all their display cases.
Oh, my God. She didn't do that with her car when
yeah,
she drove
like,
into the store?
Somehow, honestly, that seems like way more effort to get out and hit things, like, one by one.
Yeah.
I'd have just ran everything over with my stupid car.
I can't believe she... So she parked in the fucking store and got out and started
smashing things.
Wow.
Yeah. So luckily, no one was injured. But the police released a statement about this incident. And one of the questions was, what was this customer's reasoning for it? Like, obviously, what could drive someone so crazy?
Yeah, I have to know.
You know, like, what could drive... Well, her answer to this question was, I was having a bad day.
That brings literally no closure to...
Nothing.
Anything.
None whatsoever.
That gives me no satisfying information.
I was having a bad
That's
day.
That's like when my wife tells me, I'm fine. I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. That's great.
I'm not
I'll talk
mad.
To you tomorrow.
Sure you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she's got a bill of more than $30,000 in damages, and she's been charged with a slew of things, including battery, burglary, criminal mischief, and a bunch of other stuff.
Data roaming.
It is T-Mobile. That's unbelievable.
Right?
I could see, though. I could see a cell phone... I could see a cell phone store making you that mad, though.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't know if there's... Are there other stores that would make you that mad?
I could think of like governmental, like local government municipalities, like the DMV.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Okay. You know, like, you can get pretty pissed at them.
Yeah, that's true.
Other than that, like, retail establishments, I don't know.
Like, I could see, I'm going to say it. I could see the Apple Store. I could see people going fucking crazy in there.
Yeah.
Because
if you go in there, if I have to wait for 4 hours and 57 fucking minutes for something, and just for them to tell me, no, they can't fix it.
No, we don't have that cable. Yeah. Sorry.
After you made an appointment.
Yeah, oh, my God. Did you see the video, speaking of people going nuts in stores, did you see the video of the guy in the Apple Store?
Yeah.
No.
Smashing.
Yeah, the one.
Did he have a rock?
I thought he was just doing with his, like, just in there.
It was in France. He was throwing them around.
Yeah, there was something in his hand, and he was walking by
blows.
Smashing every single one. he smashed, like, 30 phones with a rock.
Yeah.
And they say the French don't stand for anything.
A friend of mine who works at the Apple Store was telling a customer it's going to be about 3 hours to wait, and she threw soda on him.
Get the fuck out of here.
He took her soda.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That's great.
Now, he got a day off, though.
Did that person have an appointment?
No.
Oh, okay.
Most of them don't.
See,
from what I hear.
That's what annoys me, because I have an appointment, and I wait there for like 6.5 hours, and you don't have an appointment. You walk in, and then you're getting pissed?
Yeah.
Kiss my ass, bitch.
Seriously.
Wait with the rest of us. What, you think you're better than me? You might be. You probably are, but still.
Dude, that is a long fucking wait, though.
So I don't know if we have time for this, even though I'm keeping track of the time.
Yeah, I think everybody
on
this
fucking make time.
Right?
Dave's
got
something to say.
I got something to say.
We make time.
I got another hot topic that we can talk about, that we can discuss here.
Like the store?
My nipples are all
like
aflutter.
It's true, they are.
Oh, wow, yeah, look at that. Wow.
Like little butterflies.
That's impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Do we all remember Bernie Madoff?
I do.
I do.
He's my second favorite Bernie in the news for the past 10 years.
Really?
Well, there's only been two, so.
Well, we'll see if this one.
And
when? How long ago did Bernie Mac die?
Oh, I forgot about Bernie Mac. I love Bernie Mac.
Three Bernies.
So many Bernies, so little time.
When did Weekend at Bernie's come out?
We need a remake of Weekend at Bernie's with all three Bernies, but one of them's dead.
Oh, no.
That's all right.
Sad.
That was wasn't that the plot of Weekend at Bernie's anyway?
That is.
Just exactly. Zoom him. I'm sure he looks great.
I'm sure he does.
It's a shot-for-shot remake of Weekend at Bernie's, except with black people, kind of like The Wiz.
So yeah, Bernie Madoff.
Bernie Randolph, he ran a...
Bernie Randolph.
Bernie Randolph.
Yeah, he Bernie Madoff with your money.
$65 billion Ponzi scheme a couple years back.
Now, is that anything like a Fonzi scheme?
Nothing like it.
Where everyone's jumping over sharks?
Yeah.
It's pretty great.
Anyway, so he's been in jail for a long time. His son committed suicide. There's a lot of stuff going on.
That's a downer.
With that.
Yeah.
There's now if you get tired of listening to us jabber on about nothing, you can listen to a podcast about his time in prison.
Is he fucking advertising?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
If you guys think that we suck.
Advertising another podcast on our podcast?
Yeah. Also, you can visit stamps.com/WTF to get all the money for Mark Maron. Why are you advertising things here for other people?
Well, I'm just saying.
You dick.
There's a source for this story, and that's it.
Hey, everybody. instead of listening to us, why don't you listen to this Bernie Jackoff podcast, whatever it is that Dave's so hot about.
Hey, I'm hot about this one.
I think the Bernie Jackoff podcast is a very different thing, and you're not going to find it in iTunes.
That's true. That's true.
So anyway, on this podcast that I'm referring to, there's a source that's saying that he's a star in prison. Like an absolute star.
Like a jazz hand sort of star?
Very close, but I think better.
Okay.
They look up to him as like the godfather of like stealing. Because he stole more money than anyone else in this particular prison. So everyone's like kind of looking up to him and stuff like that. He's frequently approached for financial advice, which I find laughable.
That's a good idea. That's a key to success.
Yes. But the one thing that I found most interesting is he's still quite the entrepreneur.
Okay.
He's cornered a market in prison. Now, of all
Lube?
The No. Oh. Of all the things that you could corner the market in prison, lube would probably be the first thing that I would probably try to do.
Yeah.
Right? Because it seems the most lucrative. No, he went with hot chocolate.
Okay.
Yeah, he corners the market in prison for hot chocolate. He buys all of the hot chocolate and sells it for a profit.
That I don't.
Does he like keep it in his butthole?
Apparently, he keeps it in his cell.
Wow,
he buys
it.
It'd
be way funnier if it was in his butthole.
It would be a lot funnier if it was in his butthole.
Is there really like are people in prison? Like, oh, I'm getting a bit of a chill. Gotta go over to Bernie and
get some hot chocolate.
Get some hot chocolate?
Yeah, like, I mean, if you were in prison, what would you try to corner the market in? Like,
in getting the fuck out of prison.
Right?
Yeah. Like, in escaping. That would be, I'd be cornering the market
to be fair,
getting out of prison.
That's more of a thought worker sort of thing. I don't think you can really sell that as a, it'd be more of a consultation. Okay. I don't think that would work in prison.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know.
I'd probably corner the market in shanks. I'd probably sell shanks.
Yeah, you got to buy a whole bunch of toothbrushes, file them down.
Unless they find your shanks, you'd get in a lot of shit for that.
Yeah,
I think I'd mostly be cornering the market on not getting killed and fucked in the butt.
All right,
I think those would be.
How about nudie magazines?
I think I don't even care. I'm pretty much in prison. Don't get killed and don't get raped. Those are my two things.
Isn't that really everyone's goal for life?
Maybe not everyone's goal. That might be something that people kind of like
hope for.
We're
hopeful that we don't.
Yeah, like you get up in the morning, you're like, oh, let me hope I don't get killed today.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's aspirational.
And
if I was in prison, I'd absolutely be aspiring towards that.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that's pretty much it for
me. Who would survive the longest in prison?
Jeff.
Absolutely. I would agree with that.
Yeah, 100%.
I would probably be about 30 seconds and then I'd be crying like a baby.
Yeah, I would be somebody's bitch right in the... But I'd be okay with it. I'd be you are the biggest man here. I am now your wife, but you're protecting me.
I definitely think Ed would go in and he's a very nice guy. He would go in and make a joke that he thinks is nice that is somehow somehow like a real derogatory code word, and they just fucking he's there 4 or 5 minutes and they stab him in his neck for saying hello to somebody he shouldn't have said hello to. I just feel like that would be Ed's luck in prison.
It would be 100%. That's
funny.
Yeah. I'd buy that.
I think listeners should tweet us.
Yeah, please.
Who and why they think would last longest on this podcast?
If our social media manager will make a Twitter poll, which of us would survive longest in prison?
Please do that, because.
And if anyone answers anything other than Jeff, you're an idiot.
Yeah,
I don't know. I think Dave might do well.
No, absolutely not.
You don't think so?
No.
I could wow them with my stories.
Listen,
like Squirrel Master would come around, put his arm around Dave, and. You know, take good care of him for a while.
If I can't walk into some place and charm somebody enough to take care of me like that, Dave absolutely cannot.
I don't think.
I mean, it's a wonder that, you know, his girlfriend hasn't dumped
it's
him.
Not,
by the way,
I think that you would. Hold on. Let me make this clear.
Before, go ahead.
It's not that you wouldn't be able to. What I'm thinking is your luck is the first person you tried to would be the wrong person. And you would never get to try it with a second. You would just get toothbrush in the neck. It would probably be one that he fucking sold.
Probably. You little bastard.
Anyway, you're going to ask me something about my girlfriend?
I don't know. Was I?
I don't know how we went from prison to my girlfriend, but
well,
somehow we're making
Isn't every relationship a prison? Hey, classic comedy over here.
There you go.
Wow.
Toothbrush.
right in the neck. Done.
You were about to say something about Dave.
I don't remember. I'm sure it'll hit me, and I
Pretty
still
sure.
won't care.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's the important thing.
Sorry, I didn't mean to take that away from you. I just wanted you to understand
where he's coming from.
I want you to understand why you'd be straight up murdered in prison.
On your first day, don't say anything to anybody. Feel them out. Then you pick the person.
So it's like The Bachelor, is what you're saying.
A little bit.
The Bachelor was, I'm giving you this hot pocket, hot chocolate packet.
Now, I have a question for our intern, who shall not be named.
Do you even know her name? I mean, like, you should.
I'm pretty sure it's Vicky, right?
Technically speaking, in the hierarchy of this, she outranks you. So you should know.
Well, I don't.
Her name. Whatever.
It doesn't matter.
I'd correct you, but I don't know who she is.
There you go. How long would you last in a all-female prison?
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about this. That's why I was so quiet, because I was thinking about, you know, I don't know. I think I would I would probably go in with Ed and say I would become someone's bitch really quickly.
All right.
Yeah.
I think she'd go in, tell somebody that her family likes News 12 and they fucking hang
I would
in
have no
cell.
Friends in prison at all.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Once you tell everyone that, you know, I watch News 12, that's the minute you're.
I don't watch.
Yes, you do. You, yeah.
It's
you
on just, in the back.
You like watch you all day about Little John.
Yeah, you were sitting there being like,
every 13 minutes, oh, wow, that Little John story again. That's exciting.
This is some hot breaking news on the News 12s. For people who don't live around here, by the way, I should probably point out that News 12 sucks, just so that you're aware.
Very true.
News 12 is like a news network owned by the local cable provider, and it is one step above a student film. That's exactly what it is.
What's more amazing about it is people stayed with that cable provider strictly for News 12.
Oh, that kills
rather
me.
Rather than switch to another one. Now, whether or not you like the other one is completely different.
Yeah, no, I mean,
but
like,
the
I,
reasoning was that.
Yeah, no, I could never see listing. Yeah, no. I really need my News 12 as the reason I stay with anything.
Yeah,
you could hold me at gunpoint and be like, I'm going to either kill you or you have to watch News 12 and I'm dead. I want you to know that right now.
When people say that they're staying with whatever it is now, I don't even know what the name of the company is anymore, but I'm staying with cable because of News 12. I'm like, go on the fucking internet. All of that's on there. It's all on there.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like saying that you're sticking with AOL dial-up as your internet service provider.
Mm. Yeah, exactly.
You wonder why? Because my email's at AOL.com.
I've got all my favorites bookmarked in here, and I'm talking about my mother right now. Just so that we're clear, my mother still has an AOL email address.
Both of my parents have AOL. At this point, I'm like, why do you have AOL? He's like, what do I need to switch it for? I don't get anything important. Who cares?
How many unread email messages does your parents have?
I have no idea.
I know how many mine have.
Go ahead.
12,600 something.
Wow! You congratulations. Mm-hmm. Now is that each or combined?
That's combined because they don't.
Okay, so it's like 6,000
they don't know how
pieces?
To make another email address. So they.
Oh, good God!
Only
oh my
have
God!
One.
They share one, huh?
Yeah, they share one.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That yeah, really that, explains a lot.
That and they wouldn't be able to remember a different password. Now, I tried to explain to them that they could have separate the same password for separate email addresses.
Secure.
And,
very secure.
Woo.
They could. I feel, though, like people that can share an email address aren't getting
passwords.
Any emails more like important enough.
Yeah, it's true.
So, that they have to worry about getting
like,
hacked.
During the holidays, my dad was putting down my email address for his online shopping for like my mom's presents, so that way the email wouldn't go and she wouldn't see it. And I'm like, Dad, why don't you just get your own email address?
That's a level of logistical
complication. What's your dad's first initial?
L.
Damn. I was going to say, you just make another email address with your first initial and last name if they were the same and be like, oh, yeah, here's my email address. You just use this one. And then be like, oh, here's the password for it. No, I know. I don't get any emails there. We'll share it. Go ahead.
Go for it.
Oh, and I here's made it the password. Same password as mom's. You know, like just trick him into having his own fucking email address.
Yeah. Anyway. But, yeah, that's my two stories. We got hot chocolate in prison and T-Mobile gets attacked by an SUV.
That sounds like you're referring to an actual person named Hot Chocolate.
Well, yeah, could be. Yeah. Who knows? Maybe they started calling Bernie Hot Chocolate.
He might make it a little further than we thought in prison.
Hot Chocolate? Hey, what's up? I'm Hot Chocolate. Yeah.
What up, fellas? My name's Hot Chocolate. Stab.
Stab you with the same toothbrush they used on Ed yesterday.
Good
By
times.
The way,
yeah.
Real quick, because the News 12 thing is still pissing me off. I equate watching News 12 to years ago watching the Guide Channel on TV, where nothing fucking ever happens.
Yep.
It just gets to the bottom and boom, back up to Channel 2. Yep. There we go. Just keep scrolling through. And if you missed your channel, you remember you used to turn to that channel and you'd be like three channels past.
She's like 7 years old. She probably doesn't
remember. She remembers that.
I don't remember that.
She remembers that channel. If she sees it, she'll remember it.
Mm.
You want to see what's on channel 27, you turn it on and channel 29 is there. And you're like, fuck.
And that was the day when there was only like 90 channels. Imagine now.
Yeah.
Where there's like over, you know, 1,000 channels. Take forever.
That's News 12.
Actually, around that time, I think I was in Queens. I was living in Queens. My parents had an illegal cable box, and they would send a silver bullet through, And next thing you know, I'm not watching Snow White anymore. I'm watching porn. So 7-year-old sitting in the living room watching porn.
Wow.
That's...
It was a common thing, apparently.
Huh.
Yeah. 7-year-olds watching porn?
No! Yeah. If you had a...
The family steals cable and watches News 12. I feel like she's this. Not painting them in the best light today, everyone.
I mean, my parents may share an email address.
At least they didn't make 7-year-old Dave watch porno. Yeah.
No, I did that on my own.
I just want to tell my mom and dad I love them very much. Thank you for... You aren't perfect, but at least...
But at least they didn't
make you... At least you didn't steal cable and share an email address.
True story. So, this one over here, besides talking about Lil Jon, also sent another... person.
Mm, me.
Intern. Yeah. He's referring to the intern.
Yeah.
He is.
Yeah, I mean, like, I try not to remember Dave's name, but I've known him for too long, and Jeff is my, you know, hetero life mate, so of course I'm going to know who he is. Love that man. So what else did you want to talk about?
So I stumbled upon an interesting article today about a woman. It was entitled, "I'm Allergic to My Husband." So naturally,
that's the title of my relationship. Yes,
it's she's ripped my wife's blog.
It's a story about Scott and Johanna Watkins.
All right.
She researched how to say names, people.
Yay.
Scoot and Jarema?
That H in Scootin. Joanna really screwed her up.
They're from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Ooh, Minneapolis.
Oh, don't you know? And she has a syndrome called mast cellular activation syndrome, which makes her allergic to everything.
Can you say syndrome again?
Syndrome.
It's syndrome.
Syndrome?
Just, yeah.
Oh, wow. 25 and learning every day.
Syndrome.
Wow. Syndrome.
That's how they say it on News 12.
Oh, boy.
Guys, she only learned how to say it from porn in the middle of Snow White. Yeah, leave her alone.
That's right.
So what's up
with
that?
I don't think I've ever heard the word syndrome in porn.
Syndrome.
She was watching some real niche shit, man. It was crazy.
Well beyond my presentation porn.
Yeah, no. Or space porn.
Space porn. They definitely deal with some syndromes in space porn.
Yeah, they definitely do. But anyway intern, go on. Talking about how Dave's girlfriend's allergic to him. Go on.
I mean, that's really it. They go on. I'm just totally kidding.
Stop it. Stop it right now. That's it?
No.
That's what we got to go on?
Holy shit, everybody.
Now I know how you guys feel. Now I know how you feel. I get it, guys. I get it. When I throw a story about tomatoes and you got nothing.
Dave just got Daved, everybody.
Now you know our pain.
Shit.
Anywho, they have dates with each other. She lives in the attic. Completely sealed off.
On the list of places, see what someone allergic to everyone. It goes basement and then attic. Those are the two worst places.
Yeah.
Good job, guys.
And they FaceTime each other and watch TV. That's as far as their romance goes. I thought that was sad.
I can't imagine liking somebody enough to actually FaceTime them.
No. That's way too awkward.
I've only FaceTimed one person.
It was Jeff.
You damn right it was.
I love FaceTime.
I love FaceTime.
Do you really?
Yep.
I hate it.
Whoa, I hate it. I hate the look on my face, so.
Oh, I have no problem with that. It's more
I hate the look in your face, too.
That's true. Yeah.
That and I find when I talk on FaceTime or whenever I can see myself on video, I have a habit of closing my eyes when I talk. It's really weird.
That's bizarre.
It is. Probably just to avoid the look of my face.
Maybe the farts that you've been sniffing have degraded your brain enough where you can't look at yourself and talk at the same time.
That's true.
Still looking at pictures.
Could have.
Yeah.
So this relationship is still going on?
Yes, they are happily married.
Why would you
I'm intrigued.
Go back to this story.
How many years have they been married, does it say?
10 years.
Wow.
10 years. Going on what I'm sure feels like 50 billion years.
They've been married for 10 years. When did she develop this allergy?
Actually, this year, it looks like. Yeah.
Only 1 year.
Oh. Okay, that's way less impressive then.
Yeah.
Give me a call if they don't get divorced in 5 years or 20 minutes.
Do you think maybe she's just cheating on him, making this
in
up?
In the attic?
Yeah.
Well, maybe she's not always in the attic. I'm sure he's got to go out to work or something.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but that seems like a really elaborate cover story to cheat on somebody. With like, while you're out, I'm going to be in the attic, allergic to everything. Just if they're out, just you know, it's do
just,
what you do.
It's just crazy enough to work.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go ahead and make an edit there. They actually got married in 2013. Sorry, my bad.
What?
They got married in 2013. She developed it last year.
Okay, so instead of
a
10-year
relationship,
I think they've been together for 10 years. It looks like. Yeah, that's where I saw that. Sorry.
At least we prepared that story.
I was going to say, at least when Dave brings news, he actually reads the article he's talking about first.
I make sure it's interesting.
To be fair, that would have been interesting.
Had it been a 10-year relationship and she's been allergic for 10 years.
Mm.
Or if, like, you know, certain people had read the story beforehand. Don't roll your eyes at me.
You got to realize, whenever you bring news stories to this podcast, you're going to get made fun of. It's something I learned very early on.
I don't know.
To be fair, Dave, no matter what you bring to this podcast, you're going to get made fun of.
That's true.
I think it's more like when you bring news stories like the two of you have brought. Because I feel like Ed's brought some news, and he doesn't get made fun of.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
That's true.
Although this year, I think I might be at least 3 for 4.
Well, this year, 2 episodes deep. Well done, Dave.
3 for 4 is still pretty good.
Let recap me real quick. What were the two from last week?
I forget. It was very forgettable stories.
The Donald Trump chickens.
Trump inflatable
this
chickens.
This is why we have an intern to remember things.
The couple who didn't talk to each other.
Oh, both of those were good.
Yep.
Yeah,
Both of those were good. Both of those were good. And then you had today the Bernie Madoff one.
Yep.
Which
I gotta be fair. I actually like that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I liked it too. It went into the whole jail story. So
it's true. It's true. And what was the other one?
T-Mobile lady driving her truck through.
You might be 4 for 4.
Yeah.
I actually think I have enjoyed talking about all 4 of your news stories.
See that Dave's news corner is working out.
New year, new you, man.
Yeah. Put it to a vote. 4 for 4.
I'll go 4 for 4.
You honestly, you two can put your hands down.
You don't count.
Only mine and Ed's vote. We've gone through this multiple times. There's only 2 votes.
This is not a democracy, guys. There's only.
I should probably get used to that. You know?
You should, yeah.
And the truth is, my vote doesn't really count either, because if I disagree with him, he can just cut my part out. Just work some of his magic, and all of a sudden, yes, 4 for 4. There you go.
Yeah, it's true.
No, but I did. I do think so. Congratulations, man.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Well done so far.
Try to keep it up.
I will. I've been telling that to...
Hashtag things Lisa said to you before.
Oh, that's great.
Yep.
It's funny because how would she know it's up regardless? It's so
small.
Yeah,
that's true.
Mm. Sorry, Dave.
It's okay.
I'm good.
I'm good too.
I don't think we get. I
honestly, after the thing, you know, Dave trying to keep it up, I don't think we can go any better.
No.
So let's wrap this thing up, Jeff. I love you.
Love you too, buddy. Good work on that. That was an excellent.
Thanks.
Dick joke.
I'm really proud of it.
Good work.
Yeah, that's my goal for 2017 is bring 100% more dick jokes to everything, which is going to be difficult because 99% of my conversations are just dick jokes anyway.
Here's the hoping they're all towards me.
Well, there's a pretty good probability of that. Yeah.
Considering our intern's female.
And good job to you as well. 4 for 4.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
2 for 2 tonight. I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
And
keep
hey.
It coming.
Hey, you. Intern.
A
I'm
for effort.
I'm going to keep trying.
A for effort.
Keep your head up, kid.
A for effort.
Just remember, Dave wasn't good at this for...
A whole year.
Yeah. Almost. Yeah, he's just getting okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You'll get there.
You'll find your way.
I started with tomato stories. You started the News 12 story. You know what?
Dave,
actually, she had a much better
hero.
Start. Yeah,
the tomato story was the most like nonsensical thing I've ever heard. But listen, it's really you know what it is? It's a cult classic,
mm-hmm.
like Rocky Horror. Didn't do that great in the box office, but now how many years ago was Rocky Horror?
70-something. So like 31, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right.
So there you go, right? It's still going almost 40 years later, I think, or whatever it is.
So in 30 years, that story will look genius.
Yeah.
Cult classic. If we're all still alive by then.
Cult classic.
Here's to hoping.
You betcha.